Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. Where else can you listen to Big Brother House Guests, Survivor Castaways, and the Amazing Racer Racers? That's right, here at the Rad Reality Show Network, and we have so many other guests. Tonight, we have special guests. Everyone sit back and enjoy, because you know what? You know what day it is? It's Monday. That means it's Manic Monday, and that means it's time for...
Hello, everyone, and everyone that's in the chat room, everyone that's listening somewhere else on the internet, welcome to Manic Monday.
It's December, everyone. Can you believe it? December 2nd, 2013, to be exact, which means it's time for me to say, it's Manic Monday time. Welcome, Big Brother fans. Welcome, Manic Monday fans, to the Manic Monday show with our Portuguese princess host, Miss Michelle Costa from Big Brother Season 10. She's got an amazing guest lined up tonight for everyone, and I'm going to let her share that information with everyone when she comes on. But first, co-hosting tonight with Michelle will be Paul from Minnesota and myself, Cherry Garcia. So let's say a quick hi to Paul, and then we'll bring up our host, Michelle. Paul, before I throw it to you, I just want to say to all of our listeners out there that I hope they had a wonderful Thanksgiving, and I hope everyone is out of their tryptophan comas, because tonight's show is going to be epic. So, Paul, how are you doing up there in Minnesota?
I'm doing good. It's going to get worse, though, weather-wise. We did get a little bit of snow this afternoon, big, huge flakes, but that's not even supposed to be the start of it. Our snow in the Minneapolis area is supposed to start late tomorrow afternoon, and by Friday and Saturday, lows are going to be below zero, highs are going to be 8 degrees. So,
ick. I know, we're supposed to have snow on the day we fly out and snow on the day we fly home. So I'm not very happy about that. Sleet and snow on the day we fly home. Anyway, let's bring some sunshine to this conversation and bring on the Portuguese princess herself, our host, Michelle Costa. How are you, sweetie?
Hey, Cherry. Hey, Paul. Happy Manic Monday. And I don't know about you guys, but I think I'm still in a turkey coma. especially with all
the
leftovers
still
and
has
stuff.
It, huh?
Well, you know, it's because you have leftovers, and you have them for, like, 5 days after. And
yep.
Especially, like, the stuffing, doesn't it get better and better after every day? It's, like, ridiculous. So I'm in a turkey coma, and all I have to say is that my Thanksgiving – was cray-cray. It was one one of the books, and I can't even get into it, but let me tell you, it was like out of a movie. But anyway, enough about that. I wish everybody had a fantastic Thanksgiving, and you got stuffed, you know what I mean? But I also want to say, again, happy birthday to my mom, whose birthday was on Black Friday. So if you miss saying happy birthday to her on Facebook, it's never too late. That's why they call it belated happy birthday.
Aww.
But yes, so, and you didn't go, or Paul, you didn't go Black Friday shopping, because I don't know about you, but being in retail and also being in a turkey coma, I wouldn't stand in a parking lot to save freaking $20. So did you do Black Friday shopping, like hardcore?
Not at all.
Good girl.
I went and bought something, but it was not because it was Black Friday. I'd just been wanting to get something, and I knew the next day I'd be traveling, and so I think I went out about 8 o'clock or something like that, and it really wasn't
bad. But you didn't camp out. You didn't camp out and wait for a week in a parking lot, did you?
No. We'll never do that. The only time I ever camped out was when the Minnesota Twins got into the World Series in 1987. Jeez, who did we beat that year? See, Cherry, you didn't even bite on that.
Oh, I was, I didn't know if it was me that was supposed to bite or Cherry, so I was staying quiet.
We beat the St. Louis Cardinals in that World Series. And
ouch.
I camped out all night long several times because you couldn't get the whole series. And that's the only time I've ever camped out in a line.
But you wouldn't do that now, because nowadays you can just go online, just like today is Cyber Monday. Yeah. So you don't even have to get out of your house, and you can shop. And I'll be Friday. I'll be honest. I did some shopping on Black Friday. I lied. When I came home from work, I went online to Staples, and I was looking to buy a printer. So I went on there, and they had their Black Friday listing online, and they had four printers. I got 50% off on a printer. I bought it online, and it's going to be shipped to the store tomorrow, and I paid $50 for it. All in one, fax, everything, and I got the same Blockbuster deal than somebody standing in line or camping out in a parking lot. So just want to let everybody know that. Yay. But
did you see the reports? I didn't watch the piece on 60 Minutes, but that's where it aired, but it's been on the news, that Amazon is in the distant or near future hoping to send 5-pound or less packages to your doorstep via a drone helicopter.
Drones.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a little weird. I don't know. I don't know why they would say that, like, when, you know, you'd want to hire a human to deliver it, especially the fact that they said that they hired, like, 20,000 extra seasonal people, and then they want to throw that in there. But, I mean, I guess they're trying to keep up with the future, I guess.
Well, but you know, Rich and I were talking about it, and don't you think some people will watch those drones landing and run up and grab those little yellow boxes, knowing that a package has just been dropped off by a drone?
But, I mean, that would be the same thing for a mail or UPS or FedEx or I think that's it now. Normally they would put it in your front, you know, your front yard, or they put it by your garage, or they put it, for me, in my house, they actually put it on our back porch, which is great because the road, you can't see it. But people still see a delivery getting delivered.
Right, that's just it. Your neighbors hear that FedEx truck or the UPS truck coming, and a neighbor knows that a delivery's been made, so they kind of keep an eye on it. Where a drone, nobody's going to hear that thing. And so anybody can run up and grab that box and take off with it without neighbors even knowing that it was dropped off. And so I think more people will
set up some type of like sensor
tracking device.
Yeah, and like the drone can like shoot out like spears and of like I don't know, like laser beams, and they can like get the person if it's like not their fingerprint or something crazy. Because we don't really know what is going on with that, like how it would really happen. That's just
if it's open without the security code, it shoots out some of that paint like they put in bank robber bags.
Yeah.
And so they get blasted with red paint or purple paint or something because they opened the box without the code.
Ooh, yes, let's do that. That sounds fun.
We get it all figured out for them.
We do, yeah. So, yeah, that sounded pretty weird. But I just like to say that, you know, I just want to say go Pats for another heart-wrenching win.
It shouldn't have been that close.
It was a big game, though. The defenses on each side did not show up, period, end of story. The defenses were still in their turkey coma because it was bad. The offense, it was all offense, both sides.
Yeah, just considering the
record. Except for a couple of interceptions. But, yeah, it was too close for comfort there, Paul. Yes, thanks for the observation.
I mean, just – I have not followed Houston, but I went to see, okay, who's got a worse record than the Vikings, and Houston had only won two games, and I thought, why was it that close when Houston is that crappy?
Yeah, well, you know, exactly the same in saying the Broncos, with them being such a great team, why did they give up so many points? It's like, you never know in football, you can't play a game on paper. You never know what's going to happen. And,
true.
You know, they have the adrenaline back with their coach being back. When we all saw a few weeks ago, if you were watching, I believe it was a Sunday night game, if not Monday night. And actually, I think it was a Monday night. And the coach ended up having a stroke and stuff, and he came back. So it's like, you know, they have this adrenaline. And, of course, everybody's rooting for them, and they hate the Patriots. And, of course, the Patriots pull out another one out of their doozy buttholes. That I love so much, and I kiss, blah, 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 blah. And once again, I mean, isn't it a nail-biter every Pats game? But that's how we want football games. We don't want football games to be snoozers, right?
Well, we had anything but a snoozer here in the Metrodome yesterday. It was the craziest game I think I've ever seen. And last week we went into overtime against the Packers, and the game ended up in a tie. We went into overtime yesterday, and we were lucky enough to win the game. First of all, we were down by three. All we needed was a field goal in regulation to tie the Chicago Bears, is who we were playing. And we drove down, and it was like second and goal from the two-yard line. Our quarterback... And it was Castle that had come in because Ponder was our – but he threw a short pass into the end zone. It bounced off our receiver, bounced off the hands of one Chicago player, hit the helmet of another Chicago player, and fell into the arms of a third Chicago player. And he ran it back. I mean, Castle saved the day by tackling him. He ran it back about 50 yards. And this was like 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter. And we thought it was all over. We held them. They punted. They punted us down to our own 9-yard line. We lost a yard. We were sitting there, and it was fourth and 11 on our 8-yard line. Fourth and 11 with under 2 minutes left. And we went for it, and Castle completed a first down pass, and we ended up driving down in field goal range, and we were able to tie it up to go into overtime.
You're welcome.
In overtime, we drove down within field goal range, a 39-yard field goal, and we even kicked it on third down just in case something happened. And our kicker split the uprights, Everybody, the cannons went off. Everybody thought we won, and there was a penalty. One of our linemen actually had a major face mask penalty. They pushed us back 15 yards. We still tried to kick it, a 57-yarder, and it fell short. Then Chicago drove down later in the overtime and had like a 47-yarder or something like that, and the Chicago kicker barely missed it to the right, and we ended up getting the ball back, getting within field goal range, and finally kicked the winner with, like, I don't know, a couple minutes left in overtime. So it was absolutely crazy.
Sounds intense, Paul. I mean, sounds like the Patriots overtime win last week. So, yeah, that sounds crazy. But you know what? That's a great football game, and that's what we're looking for. We're not looking for no snoozers. So football has definitely been given it to us, especially getting so close to the playoff race and the wild card and all that kind of stuff and home field advantage. And, I mean, the Pats are up there to getting home field advantage, but that doesn't ever mean anything in getting a bye. That's not always a good thing. So, I just was hearing him talk. Hello? Do we have a ghost? Well, anyway, so I just want to also say, so sad that we got to hear that news about Paul Walker, and everybody out there probably already knows about it. Such an amazing actor, and he gives back a lot, and it was really ironic that it was actually during one of his events that he was doing to raise money for the tragedy that happened in the Philippines, and ended up getting into a car that was there because of his friend who was a retired racetrack driver and race car driver, and they got in this car and they went down the street and hit a tree or a pole and it blew up, and unfortunately they died. So everybody here in Manic Mondays and also the Ravioli Show want to definitely send our thoughts and prayers out to the Paul Walker family and just everybody out there that is affected by it. Right, Cherry? Did you hear about that? That was so sad.
I did. He was both on the Young and the Restless and the Fast and Furious movies.
He was
and
gorgeous. Gorgeous.
Such a
oh, my God.
Great looking guy and way too soon. Such a great actor. And speaking of great looking guys, we happen to have your
oh, guest. Cherry, you shouldn't talk about me like that.
Oh, my goodness. Gosh.
I don't think you're our guest, Paul.
Oh,
no,
okay.
Paul, you're a permanent guest. There's definitely, you know, you are the permanent guest, and you're definitely good looking, so please. We're obviously talking about our special guest, aren't we?
We
Ms.
are.
Chai, which I'm so excited about. I mean, we've been waiting for Mr. Jeremy from
we
the
have.
To come
I'm
on.
So excited to have him
here.
On.
Yeah,
so let's bring him on with us.
Let's bring him
on. Mr. Jeremy McGuire from Big Brother 15. Thank you for calling in. You're on with Michelle Costa from Big Brother 10, Paul Reed, and Cherry Garcia. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you all for having me, and I'm excited to be on your show.
What's going on, Jeremy? It's Michelle, and I just want to say, first off, welcome to the family. I mean, you did such a great job. And you definitely went balls to the walls, and that's what I'm all about. So good job. Whoa,
oh, yes.
What a crazy season. I mean, how has it been, the afterlife? Because it's been a little bit. So how has, like, the afterlife of Big Brother been treating you?
It's been fantastic. First, I'd like to say thanks for welcoming me to the family. It's been crazy for sure. At the very end of the show, you know, since I got a chance to, I guess you could say, promote myself while I wasn't on the show, but the show was still relevant, I got invited to a few meet and greets, and I also went on tour with Nick Uhaus, who was evicted second my season. We went on a YKYT tour and, you know, went to a few different states and interviewed some people from different YouTube networks, and you know, just had a good time, and I got to visit some of my cast members during that, like Judd and Jesse, and you know, a few others, and it was a good time, and I'm just now getting back to Texas and getting kind of, you know, a little more settled in, but there's still, you know, more to do, so you haven't seen or heard the last of me, that's for sure.
All right, well, I guess they say back to reality, there's a little ironicity there, because going back to the real life after Big Brother, I mean, it's crazy. I mean, I'm sure you probably know that you probably didn't realize how crazy the Big Brother fans are, and they are awesome, aren't they? And I'm sure they've got giving you mad love, right?
Oh, fantastic. I mean, I really didn't realize how big it was until getting out. And, you know, I've just been getting, you know, there was a little bit of hate. You know, unfortunately, my season, it's not going to be known for gameplay. It's going to be known for the drama, but you know, I've gotten way more love than hate. You know, my birthday was this past Friday, and I got a bunch of fans sending me birthday presents. I mean, it's been overwhelming and awesome, and I love every bit of it, and I love all my fans, and I'm very thankful.
Wait, when was your birthday?
November 29th, last Friday.
Really? That's my mom's birthday. Get out of here. Happy birthday.
Happy belated birthday, Jeremy.
I appreciate it. I had a great time, and it's been a good beginning to a new year, and I'm excited.
You share about your birthday with Mama Costa. How awesome is that? My mom is off the hook, so that's awesome. I'm pretty excited about that. You know what, Jeremy?
I wish you were coming to Toys
game.
For Tots.
I know. Why can you come to Toys for Tots?
Can I
it's only a few days away.
Yeah, are you the one in New Hampshire?
Yes.
Yeah, I was trying to, but I couldn't make it. I was definitely trying to. I talked to Cowboy from, what was it, season 5?
Right.
Yeah, I talked to Cowboy, and we were trying to make something happen. He tried to help me out, but, you know, I'm just getting back into the boating area and getting things settled. I'm actually working towards a goal. You know, I don't want to let too much go, but I've got some things coming up, and, you know, I'm trying to get into physical peak condition. So
awesome.
Didn't work out.
Hint,
that sounds a little interesting.
All right.
Yeah,
gotta keep
it while it's hot, you know. So I'm trying my
best.
Right. I'm working on things, and we'll see what happens. I'm not putting all my eggs in one basket, but you know what? I'm thankful for whatever does come my way.
Well, you know what? That's all you can do. You know what? Take the carpet and ride it to the end, because you never know when the wheels are going to fall off. So fly high and hope that it just soars, because you can just do whatever you want with it, but you have to take initiative. And, you know, one thing that you said, your season is a little bit different. And I spoke a lot about it throughout the time watching it. And I said, you know what these house guests need to do is they need to come out and they need to kind of revamp it. They need to kind of phone it if they're a part of it, and then they need to make the best of it. And I think that it sounds like that's what you're doing. I mean, you really have to know what happened, own it, and or be relevant with what is really happening with the outside world, because coming out and realizing what was going on, I mean, it probably was intense.
Oh, it was.
But
super
now that it is out there, you got to do the best with it, right?
You got to make of it what you can, and, you know, it is what you make it. And, you know, there's a lot of craziness going on, but, you know, you can always turn that around and turn it to a positive, and that's what I'm trying to do. And, you know, I never had any ambitions to do any of this stuff, and since it has happened, I feel super blessed, and I'm going to make the most of it and try and make positive things come from it. So, you know, I'm just...
That's the way to do it, Jeremy.
Hanging in there like a champion, you know.
Who knows, you could be the next Hayden Moss and be on Survivor next.
Yeah.
You know, be the next Big Brother person to wind up on Survivor. I mean, you'd be great out there on Survivor.
Yeah,
keep your fingers crossed. You know, there's a lot of opportunity ahead, and I'm anxious and excited, but I don't want to get my hopes up at the same time, so I don't know, it's crazy. We'll see what happens.
So what are your thoughts on what you think is going to happen for the upcoming Big Brother season? Like, what do you think that they're – are they going to do all brand-new house guests? Are they going to bring back past? Like, what are your thoughts on just everything that's happened? And probably you've heard a few things here and there. What would you like to happen, actually, maybe?
Yeah, you always hear rumors, but you can't believe it until it actually happens. I'm excited to see what happens. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if they did an all-new cast because of the fact that, you know, this past season was so crazy. Maybe they want to try and get back to the game aspect rather than the drama aspect. Or maybe not. I don't know. Their ratings went up 500% because of us, so, you know, that's a pat on the back to us. But, they're past due for a all-star season, you know. I mean, they need another one, so that would be fantastic if they included me.
Can I do an hum too?
Yeah, so I don't feel alone in this. Bring back some good
if you're listening out there, me and Jeremy just did a hum.
Yeah, good looking
people. Two of you
too.
Have to have an alliance. Secret.
Listen, Jeremy, nobody will know. You and me, final two, okay? It'll only be you and me and everybody out there listening, which is a whole lot of people, so it's going to stay good. Don't worry about it.
I really don't know. I hope they do an all-star, and I hope I have a chance at it because, you know, I went in and I played my heart out, and I was playing to win.
You sure
did. I wasn't playing
with
friends. I wasn't playing, you know, for anything but, you know, the money, and I was there for, you know, the competition aspect of it. And that's why I came off a little, you know, douchey, because I was in game mode 24/7. I was there because of the game. So, you know, I became very competitive very quick. And
you drank
it's
that
for
damn
money.
Wine.
It's for money. Like, people, don't you get it? It's for money. Anybody out there that's like, I can't believe they said this and she said that and this. When you have money involved, and then you have to have toast and breakfast with these people and do laundry and wait in line and sleep and eat, like, yeah, there's going to be things said. That's the whole aspect of it. Until you do it, don't talk junk.
Yeah.
There he is.
No, but if I get another chance to play, I'm going to play it so much differently. People would be astonished. But, I mean, I'm still going to win everything. That's just my thing. But
okay. Well, I'm glad you're on my side then. Woohoo!
I'm competitive. I'm athletic. And, you know, it works to my advantage. And that already puts a target on me. So I just need to be more of a social player next time instead of just thinking I can win my way through, which is impossible because I just tried it.
Well, you know as well as I know, you can't play the game until you get in the house and figure out the people. And then until you do that, then there's no gameplay. But you have to know who you be in the house with and then know how to play each person because, in actuality, a social game is knowing how to react to a different person, personality, that could be 10 times as big as yours or 10 times as less as yours. And that's what it is. Everybody thinks that they can go in there with a game plan, and then they realize that it's not either you have to be competitive and win everything or you can sit back and relax. It depends on how you are. And Jeremy's competitive. I'm competitive. And when you're a competitive person, you have to win everything. And
yeah.
Jeremy said he was going to win everything. So let's hope for the best.
Well, you know what? And what people don't realize is going into my season, there were 16 people. You know, I had to beat 15 different people. I had to please 15 different people, therefore I had to act like 15 different people. And then, you know, when it was 14 people, I had to act like 14 different people. So, I mean, people don't realize how much social play is actually involved. And that's what I didn't realize going into it. But now that I do know, I think I would have, you know, way better chance. But I'm not playing a what-if gamer in the past. You know, if I do get another season, fantastic. If I don't, fantastic. I had a great time. It was a good experience. It was a life lesson. It taught me so much, and I'm thankful for it, and I wouldn't change a bit of it. So, you know, thank you, Big
Now,
Brother.
Do you have any advice to give to people that are trying out for it? Like, I don't know what your story is and how you got on it, but if you want to share a little bit about that, if you can. If you can't, that's fine. We understand the gag rule.
To be honest with you, this is because so many people ask me, of course, but my big thing was be yourself. I mean, they're looking for real people. And, you know, even though I was a little bit bigger than life on the screen that people saw. You know, I'm usually not that loud and obnoxious, but that's how I am in game mode. And, you know, when you go into those auditions, just be yourself. I mean, be confident and do your thing. Don't worry about what other people are doing. Do what you're doing, because they're looking for unique people who are being themselves. And that's what I took out of it.
Absolutely. And I say that all the time, and people always say, you know, all you guys do the same thing. And it really is. Like, being yourself is the most important thing, because you can't fake it. If you can fake it till you make it, that's fine. But it will come out eventually.
Okay.
They want somebody who's going to be the way they are all the time. And whether you're extreme or you're not, it doesn't mean that that's not what they're looking for, but just be yourself.
Yeah, and whenever I got off the show, you know, and I met with all the producers and everything, I was like, wow, man, you know, I hope I didn't disappoint y'all. I apologize. And they're like, no, Jeremy, don't apologize. You were everything we wanted. You were exactly who you were. It was awesome. And I was like, all right, cool. Well, I'm glad y'all were pleased with it. I hope I didn't disappoint anybody. But, you know, to each his own. And I just say, be yourself.
Absolutely. I mean, being that house is so intense. Being outside the house, what is something that when you were in the house that, okay, so do you feel weird singing? Because when I came out, I kept thinking that I was going to get in trouble for singing.
Yes, yeah, at first, you know, it was crazy, because I would catch myself doing exactly what you just said. I would sing, and I was like, oh, I can't sing. I'm like, oh, wait, I can sing. This is cool.
And then you'd be like, ooh, like opera.
Yeah, you just go loud and obnoxious with it. Yeah, and then there's been a few times where I've been, like, walking around, or I've jumped in the pool, and I was like, oh, my mic. And I was like, oh, I don't have a mic on. What am I thinking? You know, I did, like, a little mic check in my pockets and whatnot, so... That's happened a few times. And then, you know, I miss the voice that came on over the intercom. Sometimes when I wake up, I'm like...
We call him the big brother God.
Yeah, where's my big brother God? You know? Sometimes I feel like I hear him and he wakes me up, and then it's reality. I didn't hear him. So it's been fun.
So what's been the most amazing thing that's happened to you since you've come out of the house? What has been, like, the one thing that has... like, just blown you away since you've come out of the house?
You know, I would have to say the meet and greet I did in Tennessee. I went to Judgetown, and I was with Judd, Amanda McCray, and Nick Uhoff. And we were all there doing a meet and greet, and it was ridiculous. I mean, so many people from everywhere, not just Tennessee, so many different states came and supported us. We had a rally, and you know, we were there for about 7 hours, and I was signing autographs and taking pictures the entire time. I mean, I think over 4,000 people came, and it was incredible. It blew me away. The line was around the block. It was incredible. It was insane, and it was amazing, and I loved every bit of it. And it was you know, kind of like it made me take a step back and realize, like, wow, you know, you really did something that a lot of people don't get to do, and that's where it kind of all hit me at the same time.
All right, we did see a picture there. I want to know, was it a fan that enticed you to take your shirt off?
Yes, of course. You know, you know me.
Good job. All right. I want to give high fives to whoever did that. Yes.
Yeah, it actually happened twice. At the very beginning, they were like, oh, take your shirt off, and, you know, I can't let the fans down, so...
No,
you know,
can't do that. That would be horrible.
Yeah, I couldn't do that. So, you know, I showed them a little flesh, and then I got to eat, finally. I took a break and went and ate, and when I ate, I put my shirt back on. And about an hour after I went back to signing again, someone said it again, and I was like, God, I'm just... go put the shirt up. You know, go put it in the back. I'm just not going to wear a shirt the rest of the time. So,
that's it. Good job.
Yeah,
take one for the team.
So I was a little embarrassed, but you know, it all, everybody loved it, so it was a good time.
So, Jeremy,
well,
I have to ask, have you thought about getting a tattoo to sort of remember your experience in the Big Brother house?
I did.
You don't know? I
have a tattoo of Big Brother 10 on me. Do you have one?
Did you already get one?
I have Big Brother tats. Yes, I do. I'm very excited. Mine are super clever. You're never going to guess.
What'd you
do? On my big toe, my left big toe, I got a big cursive V for veto.
I love it.
That's awesome.
Yes, it's amazing. I love it. It's huge. It's a big, huge V on my toe, and it's my veto because I want a veto, so I had to get a veto.
Now I need to go get a veto.
Yeah, and I was super pumped about it. But, you know, and when I looked at my right leg, it just looked so plain and boring and upset that the left leg had a veto. So on my right foot big toe, I got a cursive X. So when I put my feet together, it's XV, and that's Roman numeral 15 for Big Brother 15.
Whoa, that's pretty intense.
Yeah.
That's very clever.
So I got two big toe tattoos that I'm very proud of.
Good for you. I can't wait to see your big toes. When I see you, I'm going to ask you to see your big toes, so be prepared.
You're going to have to take your shirt and your shoes off. Yeah,
your shirt off first and then your feet, your shoes.
I probably won't have a shirt on to begin with. And then, you know, I'll be upset if you don't ask about my toes because I'm very excited about them and I love them and I love them.
All right, well, I'll be expecting you to be barefooted then.
Yeah, I
and shirtless. And shirtless.
Yeah, I might as well just wear, like, the baby diaper again.
We'll be good. Yeah. Yes, that would be perfect. So you're sure you can't make it to Toys for Tots?
Yes, I really wish I could.
Being
I
vice mean, president, make sure you try to make it there next year then.
Well, when y'all can sponsor my trip out there, and I'll be more than happy to come out there. But other than that, yeah, I'm stuck here in Tejas.
The first week of December next year, keep it open.
Yeah.
We'll put a page up and get people to sponsor you and get you up there.
Yeah,
we can definitely do that.
I'll be a little more successful and I won't have to worry about sponsors. But hey, I'll take the sponsors too.
There you go.
So you're down in Texas right now. Is your plans to stay there? Do you plan on moving? Like, what's your next kind of steps in life? I know you've been a little vague and you've been tippy-toeing around it, but
yeah.
You can let us know a little bit, right?
I do have plans to move to L.A. at the beginning of the year.
Ooh.
Yes, but, you know, you never know what happens. Like I always say, you know, you never know what's going to happen until it actually happens. So we'll see. But, yes, the plan is to move to L.A. By mid-February, I should be in L.A.
Interesting.
I would be very excited to, but, you know, I love Texas as well. So if nothing happens and I end up staying here, then I'm not upset. I've got my boat, and I'm pleasantly happy and blissfully happy. So,
well, you know, I'm going to have to ask this because I keep getting these tweets. I mean, gosh, they don't stop. Everybody wants to know, are you single, ready to mingle, as the Portuguese should say, Papa Pringle, make you tingle. Are you single or are you with anybody?
I like all that rhyming you just did. I'm single, ready to mingle, and Papa Pringle. Yes, I am.
Make you tingle.
Yeah, make you tingle. Me and Caitlin didn't work out. You know, she's a great girl, but we're just too far apart and, you know, we're two good-looking people and it's hard to be not touched by other people. So, you know, it is what it is, and I'm making the best
of it. Well, I think Amazon needs to make, like, one of those robots that you can send a touch to somebody far away.
Yeah, you know, one of those too. Well, you know, I think really what it was, you know, I may have liked her a little more than she liked me. I don't know if that was obvious or not. But, you know, and then us being too far apart and, you know, I guess I wasn't feeling the distance and I felt like more should have been going on than was. So I just kind of called it and been enjoying life ever since.
Well, it's understandable. I mean, being in that house, you're with somebody for 24 hours a day. It's like being with somebody for a couple of years, you know, coming out in the real world and then realizing that you're living states and hours and hours apart. It's not easy. Some people can do it and some people can't, and that's the decision you have to make together. And, you know, some things work out and some things don't, and this is the way it is. But Caitlin's awesome. I mean, she's an amazing woman, and so are you, and hope for the best for the both of you guys. But, I mean, it's reality setting in. It's so funny. We went on reality TV, but we're back in reality, and we don't know what is reality and what's not. That's how people don't understand that our lives are going to be for the rest of our lives. Like, when I don't know about you yet. Well, actually, yeah, you probably do. If you see people sitting there, like, talking to each other and whispering, don't you think they're making gameplay towards you? Like, they're trying to vote me out of, like, the world. I'm like, no.
You know, like I always tell people, what they don't realize is a day in the house is like a week in reality, and then a week is like a month, and a month is like a year. And
it's crazy.
You know, and then we were attached at the hip, and then we weren't all of a sudden. And, you know, I had fun. I wouldn't change it for the world, but, you know, I am 24 years old, and there's a lot of
people. You're a young buck.
I'm a young buck, and I'm excited.
I'm a puma, and you're a young buck.
I dig it. I dig it. And I'm in the prime of my life right now. You know, I'm enjoying this experience, and I'm not upset at all. I mean, maybe I should be. Maybe that's a little jerkosaurus of me to say, but, you know.
You got to live it up now. I mean, if anything, this time right now.
I literally have nothing to complain about. I'm sitting here looking at a bunch of boats at a dock, talking on the phone on a radio show, and enjoying every second of it. Whoa. I'm not complaining.
Wow, that was a good, I actually envision myself on a dock right now looking at boats, because I love boats and water.
Fantastic.
That was a good visual, right, Cherry? Like,
it was.
You're the boat right now. I'm actually wanting to sip on, a cocktail.
Well, like I said, I'm working on my body right now, so I'm not drinking at all, but I would love a nice cocktail, yes.
All right, I'll have one for you.
Have one for me. Take something for me.
I will. So I'm sure we have some callers, Cherry.
We do.
Jeremy, do you mind taking some callers? Because we have a lot of people lined up that want to ask you some questions while you're sitting on your boat, looking at the docks of all the other boats.
Let's do it.
We have a regular caller, somebody that you both probably will know. We have Mr. Chi-Town Joe. How are you, Joe?
Yeah. Hi, I just woke up.
How's it going, Chi-Town Joe?
No,
how
you
doing?
Do. That's your voice all the time. Don't even play. You did not wake up. You've been awake forever.
No, I was at the doctor's today, so this is a long day. They want me to take a pneumonia shot before I go east, so I have to go in tomorrow.
Take whatever you got to take, because you never know. Us people in the Northeast, you might catch something.
Jeremy, how did you like that card I sent you?
With
President Obama.
I don't know if I received it.
Yeah, you did. The one about with your picture.
It's probably on
with your snorkel.
Oh, yes. I enjoyed it. I loved it. I really did. It was fantastic. I appreciate that. I didn't realize that was from you.
Yeah, it was
from me. Oh, my gosh. Joe always sends the funniest, best pictures. Was it a Jibba Jabba?
No, it was a picture of him, I think on his boat.
Yeah.
Shirtless. With a goggles and a snorkel in his mouth on his birthday. And I said, today is Big Brother superstar Jeremy McGuire's birthday. So all the schools are closed today. Thank you, President Obama.
I retweeted it. It was fantastic. I started laughing, and I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah, I know. You shared it with your friends. You got a lot of, man, he got a lot of
That's
cards
so weird that he was shirtless.
Versions.
I'm shocked and appalled by your
behavior.
You are not appalled.
We don't.
I'm calling you out on that one, Michelle.
I wish we had video chat on this radio show right now. I mean, this sucks.
Jeremy, you still got the beard?
Yeah, I trimmed it to a goatee.
Okay.
But, you know, it's got to go tomorrow, I think. It's past due, and, you know, I can grow it back, but it's definitely different. I kind of like it. It makes me feel a little more manly.
Do you have a mustache? Wait, do you have a mustache?
No, I have a full-on goatee right now. It's the first time in my life I've ever been able to grow a full one, so I'm very proud of it.
Okay,
yeah,
so it's not like a creepy mustache. I don't like creepy mustaches. They freak me out.
No, I'm not going to pull a little Chester Molester mustache.
Okay, good, because those freak me out. I saw one in the supermarket the other day, and seriously, I wanted to jump and hide. I was creeped out.
Yeah, it looks like creepy.
It might be left over from people that were doing the Movember thing.
That's what originally got me growing out my facial hair was the No Shave November, and you know it literally grew on me. You get the pun there. That I mean, I'm in love with it right now. To be honest with you.
So the shirtless goatee, Jeremy is out there. I got to see this goatee. I'm interested.
Yeah, take a picture of it.
I'm wearing flip-flops, so my toes are out, so you can see my big toe.
Ooh, what a visual.
On the boat.
The V-toe.
With a goatee.
V-toe.
With his toes showing.
I just got back from the gym not too long ago, so I'm
kind of jelly right now, but I'll be honest, I'm jelly.
You guys would be a good couple, you know that?
I think you would.
I really think so. You know, you should.
Who, me?
You should have. Yeah, you, Michelle. You should have. We should have got him out there because you guys.
Oh, listen, I'm too old for him. He needs the youngin. I'm 33.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I'm
going to
be 34 December 29, a month after Jeremy's birthday.
A great teacher.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
His birthday was on my mom's birthday, and Joe and my mom love each other.
I sent her a big Portuguese flag.
I know, I saw it. It was so cute.
Yeah, I love her to death, and I can't wait to see her.
Jeremy, do you like Portuguese women?
I love all types of women. I do not.
Have you ever dealt with a Portuguese woman before? Because you need to do a lot of studying.
I know y'all are zesty, but guess what? I'm a zesty guy myself, so I can handle it.
We saw that.
All right, we might just have ourselves a match made in heaven right here, guys. Monday is also Lovers of Monday. No, I'm kidding. Just joking.
I got some breaking news. Spencer got fired.
No, that's not breaking news. He called me the other day and was talking to me about it.
It came out today.
So it's official.
Well, we knew it was going through his union, but it had to go through.
It came out about 5 minutes ago.
You know what? People need to realize it was a show, okay? Yeah, he said some very stupid things, but he was also just talking out of his ass out of boredom.
Well, the other thing, too, is I ask people, you know, why don't you guys film yourself for 24, 48, whatever hours, and whatever comes out of your mouth will offend somebody. It doesn't matter. If you don't think it's wrong, it's going to offend somebody. And people don't understand that. We're in a game for money. We're not there to love each other. And things come out of our mouths. But also, at the same time, you're seeing what they want you to see. So,
and, you know,
take it
to be honest, I don't agree with the things he said by any means. I think he's kind of saying them at all because he shouldn't even be thinking them. But, you know, at the same time, I know Spencer, and I know he was just talking out of his butt. But, you know, people are all going to be offended, and, you know, there's sensitive people out there, and you got to realize that. And, you know, that's probably the biggest thing I took from the show is, you know, you really have to kind of watch what you say anywhere because, you know, there's people everywhere that could be offended by anything. So, I mean, it's unfortunate that people don't have thicker skin, but, you know, everybody's different. And it's got to be, you got to be open and you got to be careful.
I think it's just because of things that were happening with the news that it snowballed.
Ready to pounce on anything.
They were pouncing on it, and there was cat claws on it, and there was no letting go. And so they made an example, which that's why they came up with all these, you know, different copyright infringements and different disclaimers and all this stuff. And I think that they did right by it. But also at the same time, I think the spotlight was so emphasized that you guys were being put in a spotlight that you didn't even know that was happening. So
yeah.
You can't defend yourself.
We were
it was
oblivious.
Just kind of like vomit. It was like vomiting over and over and over where
yeah.
It didn't matter what you guys did. You guys couldn't get out of it. But now you can.
Right. We were oblivious to it. And, you know, it's, you know, you just, like you said, you're being scrutinized 24/7. No matter who you are, you can be the most perfect person ever. You're going to say something that's going to offend somebody. It's impossible not to. And, you know, you can go back in every season and someone says something to offend somebody. It's just at the time that we were doing it was a horrible time to be doing it. And it just it escalated and it got worse and worse. And it kind
yeah,
of,
here,
you know, ruined our season for gameplay-wise, but oh well.
I think you did the best as far as gameplay. I respected what you did because you would be just all balls out, you know, to win, you know, whatever you played. And the same thing, you know, when you helped out Andy and how he screwed you in the end, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, that made me pissed because, you know, it's hard. Like the last couple of seasons, we haven't seen a player that came in, said he was going to do something, and he did it and won and gave his reasons, you know. And just because maybe you drank a bottle of wine, everybody has a stick up their ass, you know.
Listen, I'll be honest with you. Don't drink my bottle.
I mean.
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, yeah, that's right, Michelle.
This infamous bottle of wine, because I'll tell you what, I got a lot of messages about this because I love wine. And I don't think Jeremy would take my wine, but I think go ahead, Jeremy, proclaim your wine defense mechanism.
I'm not going to defend anything. You know, it is what it is, and maybe I should have not done it. But, you know, looking back on it, when I first got out and got evicted, you know, and they told me, you know, that night what my biggest problem was and whatnot, I was like, okay, I don't really remember yelling at anybody. Did I yell at them? I was like, man, I hope I didn't make a fool of myself. And then I went back and watched it, and they're freaking out saying I'm yelling at them and stuff. And I was like, not once did I hear myself yell. I don't know if it was just, you know, my demeanor or what. I was like, but they have not heard me yell yet. This Texas boy can yell, and you will know when I'm yelling. I just was definitely not yelling at them.
Jeremy, you did not yell, but you're a very imposing looking person. You're tall, you're big, you can get a very intense look on your face, and people that are not that way, maybe weaker or smaller, are naturally going to, you know, fear you a little bit. And when you got intense without yelling, you know, no, I agree, you didn't yell.
Yeah.
Well, that's because people are putting his outer look and putting their own kind of definition on it and assuming that he's going to yell. So
yeah, like
calm, they're like thinking the calm before the storm because they're like, oh, he's going to snap. Look how big he is. Look at his muscles and whatever. And so they're already defining him as a person, which is messed up.
Yeah, I forget about how I look sometimes. I really do. I mean, I know it's hard to believe considering how much I look at you. But, you know, I really did. Like, I forget that I'm bigger than most people.
Can we get video chat? Terry, get on this. Video chat.
I feel normal.
Good God. I mean, goodness. I need to see, like, you know, I don't want to state an incorrect, you know, information for our viewers. I want to actually visually see this. To make sure that I'm sending the right journalistic information. Don't you agree, Jeremy?
Yeah, I mean, patience is a virtue, and let's set up a date night, and then you can see me in person, you know? Jeez.
There you go.
Now listen, I live all the way in Rhode Island. I'm way too far. I'm, like, way too far from Texas. Especially from California. If you go to California, I'm, like, opposite. I'm, like, 3 hours away, like, phone-wise.
You can see him at Temecula.
Love with distance. Come on.
There you go.
Go to Temecula,
all right, well,
Jeremy.
We'll work on that.
did that make any sense? I totally just threw that out there trying to be suave.
Dude, that was Rico Suave, I'll be honest with you.
Yes.
Everybody on the line is feeling awkward, and the Rico Suaveness has been drenched across the entire broadcast. Right, Cherry? I'm feeling good.
I mean,
absolutely.
Jeremy, are you feeling good on Manic Monday?
I'm feeling fantastic every Monday, yes. I'm feeling awesome.
Just another Manic Monday.
It's just another Manic Monday.
It sure is. Well, Jeremy, let's say thank you to Joe for calling. And thank you so much, Joe, for calling in. And we always love your awesome messages and your jibba-jabbas and all your cards. And I wish that you had a fantastic Thanksgiving and hope your holidays are happy.
Well,
I'll see you Thursday.
Yes.
I will see you Thursday, Joe.
You're still on, Jeremy. I'm getting off the line, but I'll be seeing everybody Thursday. Don't forget to come. This is a fun time, man.
Toys for Tots.
Yeah,
I'll
Toys
be
for
there.
Tots is a really fun time.
I'm excited.
It really is.
And I appreciate all the listeners out there, too.
Yeah. I'm going to hang up. I'll talk to you guys later.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Joe. All right, Mr. Cherry, let's bring up our next caller.
Let's see. We have Panther. I hope she's still with us. Panther, are you still there?
Oh, Panther.
Yeah. Purr. 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 Purr.
Purr. She may have
us on hold.
Panther may be fixing up the arrangements because Toys for Tots is coming up Thursday, everybody. Hold on to your seats. It's going to be awesome. Thursday night, we're going to be doing bowling. We're also going to be doing Friday. Gen City's band is going to be playing along with Chef Joe from Big Brother, who's going to be cooking up a meal along with some others. We're going to be doing the Chop Shop on Saturday. Bring your toy for admission, and we're going to be bugging out then. And, of course, Sunday, we're going to be having the Marines come. We're going to bring the toys. We're going to have Santa Claus and myself in my unitard as Mrs. Claus. What? Ow. I don't know if it's acceptable for kids, but, oh, boy, we'll see how it works out. And so it's going to be great, and hopefully Jeremy will join us. And, Ms. Cherry, do we have any other callers, or are we going to have Jeremy give us his final thoughts with his shirt off?
Oh, my shirt's been off, baby girl.
Once again, all I want for Christmas is video chat. Okay, anyway.
Well, you can find me on Snapchat.
You know what? Oh, my God. Wait. Jeremy, so funny. So on Thanksgiving, I saw my niece, and one of them has their permit to drive, and they've been driving. I can't even take it right now. But the other one says, Auntie. She calls me Tia. Tia's auntie in Portuguese. Tia, you need Snapchat. And I said, what the heck is Snapchat? And she's like, let me hook you up. So she took my phone and she put it in. She's like, you film yourself for like 10 seconds doing whatever you want, and then you Snapchat it to somebody. I'm like, what are you talking about? So, like, she sent me, like, a Snapchat of, like, her picking her nose or something. And, like, what she does is she takes a picture and then she sends it, and I look at it, and it shows me what she does.
Yeah.
And so I did my first Snapchat yesterday, Jeremy. This is so random.
It's like texting with pictures.
Yeah,
we
but
do
I
have
need more
one
than
more
10
caller.
Seconds. I need more than 10 seconds. Okay, great.
We got another caller?
We do.
Yes. Let's do another caller. All right.
We have Mr. Shady. How are you, Shady?
I'm doing good. I'm actually in Big Brother online competition right now, so that's what took me so long to call in.
Nice.
Well, Shady, you're late. What's going down? Like, what the heck?
Well, like I said, I'm in an online Big Brother competition right now. I'm actually
forgive you.
I'm on the block right now, so I'm actually competing in veto as we speak.
Okay.
Go
so what do you have to do? Do you know what you have to do to compete in veto, seeing that you have Michelle, the Portuguese princess from Providence, BB10, and you have Jeremy Maguire from BB15, both veto winners. Do you need advice? Tell us now.
It's actually a trivia competition based on BB15. So,
Jeremy, you got to help him out right now.
Well, my last question I got right here was, how many vetoes did McCray win?
Oh, I think he won three.
Yes, he did. I got it right. I eliminated somebody, so now I'm just trying to save myself from the block.
Nice.
All right, so three is the answer, right?
Yes, it is.
Three is the answer. See,
get in there and put that three in there and get your butt back in the game. Don't give up.
So,
did you make it through it, or like, what did you lose? Like, what's going on? Did you give him the answer?
I gave him the answer. I made it to the next round. It's six people. I already knocked out two. So now it's the head of household and my other nominee that's beside me coming up.
What's the next question?
Well, it's not for me. The head of household and my co-nominees up on for the question right now. So
okay.
I'm just waiting for my next turn. If I win the next round, I get to take myself off the block.
Okay.
All right.
So
you have Jeremy on right now. So think about what they might ask you. And pick Jeremy's head right now, but be quick.
But don't be mad.
You don't want to pick his head too much.
Don't be mad.
Well, I know some of the answers right away. Like, how many times was Spencer put on the block? That's eight. How many head of households did Andy win?
Did Andy win? He won two.
I thought it was more than that.
No, he just won two. Maybe, don't get mad at me if I don't
win
it right.
No, maybe three. I think it was three because he won a double eviction.
He won the apple tipping one where he had to do the banana split apple one, and what else did he win?
He won
one during the double eviction, and he won one during the finale.
He won in week seven, and I'm looking week seven, week 11, which was the double eviction, and the one right after that.
All right.
Okay.
Well,
yeah.
Don't even ask Jeremy. Ask me. Okay, now. Jeremy, come on. Wait, to be fair, ask questions about Jeremy. How many times did he win? Because he won a lot.
Yes, I won a butt ton of them.
You did. You won a lot.
I think I was there for, 11 competitions, and I won eight of them. And
that's pretty awesome.
I participated in nine of them, I think is what it was. I think that's right.
Yeah,
The question was about week two,
so that was kind of funny.
Yeah, because I didn't get to participate in two because they didn't pull my chips out. So I think there was 11 or 12 I was there for. I played in nine of them and won eight.
That's a pretty good record. I mean, at that point, you knew that people were going to come after you because of your competitiveness. I mean, you couldn't just fade back and say, oh, I'm going to just lose this one, because you can't in that house. You can't be that comfortable to just sit back in any – especially if you're competitive, right, Jeremy?
Yeah, no, but I thought I had the moving company on my back, and, I had all those girls that I was with, and so I thought my numbers were great, so I wasn't really worried about that aspect of it, but I knew they were all coming after me, those who, like Helen and Alyssa and them, because they told me, before Nick even went home, they told me they were coming for me. So, I was always a target, and, I thought that would work in my advantage for people wanting me to stay because I'd be a target off of them, but it didn't. I was really surprised by a lot of the gameplay that some of our players had. I thought there would be a lot more independent minded people such as myself, but it was more of like a group decision every week, which was ridiculous.
Now, what did you think about like the MVP? I was honestly not excited about it, and a lot of people that watched it were, but maybe looking back, thinking, okay, you already have so many obstacles. Great. Obviously, I knew for myself with my accent, which probably is irritating. I don't know if you guys have my accent too much in Texas, but I have a very irritating accent, and people automatically dislike me because the way I say ka, you know? So to know that you have America or whoever, because you guys figured it out, what was your thoughts on the MVP?
I thought it was a disadvantage right away because I knew whenever we found out, you know, Alyssa was Rachel's sister, I knew that all the fans that were fans of Rachel would be voting for her right away. So I knew that she was going to be winning it every week until we got her out. And I told everybody in the house, you know, it's unfair until we get her out. Let's see who America likes besides, you know, a girl whose sister played the game. But, you know, that's part of the game, so I'm not mad at anybody. That's how the game is played. And, you know, kudos to Alyssa for making it as far as she did. I mean, she had a target on her back from day one and made it so much further than I ever thought she would make. But, you know, that's Big Brother for you.
It sure is. I mean, going into that house and people don't realize you have to play the game, and then you have all these other kind of branches that come out that is out of your control. As for myself, I'm a person that likes control, and being competitive, it's kind of like it doesn't really matter how good you are, how big you are, how fast you are, because you have these wrenches thrown in. So yeah. Do you think that, because for me, I'm like an emotional person where I would react instead of thinking, okay, outside the box, I'd be like, ah, like, I know I'm good. Do you think that you're that type of same person? Because I think so, and that's why I think you would play a different game after the fact, right? Would you be less emotional?
You know, I think, I really don't know, to be honest with you. I definitely was more emotional than I realized I was whenever I was in the house. But that's just because the house makes you that way.
Yeah, of course.
It's coached up, and you go kind of crazy. It's like a luxury prison. And, you know, people don't realize that. And, you know, I would try and be less emotional, but, you know, you never really know until you're in there. And even though now, since I've been in it before, I kind of have an advantage to it, I still can't really say because you just don't know. I mean, when different people are thrown into the mix and different situations, you know, and, I mean, Brendan and Rachel fell in love in there, so, you know, emotions were high during that, too. So you just don't know what could happen. I mean, anything could happen in this game, and that's what makes it so freaking awesome.
Sure does. Thank you, Shady. Do you have any more questions that you want to ask? And thank you so much for being a very great follower of Manic Mondays. So,
of course.
The floor is yours.
Appreciate it, Shady.
And I'm going to beat you in poker, by the way, Shady. So anyway, go on.
Yeah, you can dream. You can continue to dream.
No, I'm not dreaming. I know what's going on, and you're dreaming. But anyway, go ahead.
You need to continue to go back to sleep and dream about Jeremy, and then that way we can actually continue.
Listen, I can double task, baby. I'm doing that as we speak, so move it on.
Talking and typing at the same time doesn't count.
Send you some playing cards with pictures of me on
them. Yeah, that's
what
we're
going to
do. Get her distracted and have all the things look like you.
We need to call Cowboy and tell him that during the poker competition, the cards need to have Jeremy on it, or I'm not playing.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm gonna throw in the hat right now, and if you guys want to be scared off, I would suggest you guys get Jeremy playing cards, or I'm not gonna be part of it.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, thank you, Shady. Do you have any last comments, questions, or anything you want to say to Jeremy?
No, I just want to say that. And you played a good game while you were there. And how far do you think you would have made it if you made it past the week that you did? And what would you have changed about your game?
I definitely think I would have made it a lot further if I would have made it one more week, just because I think votes would have been thrown off after that, and I would have made new teams. What would I have done differently? I think I would have, you know, been a lot more low-key. I still would have tried to win everything, but I also would have jumped to Helen and Alyssa's side. I would have really tried to work with Helen and Alyssa, and, you know, I don't know how much further I would have made it. I probably would have made it to, like, week five or something, I think, or, like, the last five and would have gone home or something. I don't know. We would have said, I really couldn't tell you. I don't know how much further I would have made it because any further and I would have kept winning and, you know, then they could have never gotten rid of me. So I appreciate it, man.
Thank you, Shady. And you have a great night. And we'll be seeing you this weekend.
Yep.
All right. Well, hold on to your seats and buckle up.
Have a safe trip,
right, Shady.
Take care.
Thanks.
Enjoy your game and Big Brother.
I will. I think I'm about to be evicted.
Yeah,
oh, no.
I think so, too. All right. Bye-bye.
Oh,
you have been evicted. Bye-bye. We've never had a live eviction on Manic Monday, so this is pretty exciting. No, not for Shady, but anyway. So, Ms. Cherry, do we have another caller for the shirtless, obviously, Jeremy, who I think would made it past 5 weeks? I think you sold yourself short because
I think
that's
our callers
yeah.
for tonight. But we do have a question in our chat room. Someone wants to know if you still keep in touch with Caitlin.
You know, unfortunately not. I'll take the blame for this one. You know, I'll take the blame for this one. This is exclusive information that y'all are the first.
Oh, breaking news.
Yeah.
I feel like the Inquirer. Okay, go ahead.
So like I said, you know, I felt like the reason we didn't really work out is maybe I liked her a little more than she liked me in the distance and whatnot. But, you know, we were still trying to work it out, even though we had all this on our plate and it was we were both aware of it and we had talked about it before. And I guess one night me and a buddy just randomly decided to fly to Orlando and have a good time. And we had a little too much of a good time, and I tweeted out some nonsense about Caitlin. Like, I didn't say anything real mean. I was just kind of like, you know, she doesn't respect me or appreciate me. And I don't know, I just tweeted out some emotional.
Did you have a drunk text moment?
Yes, I had a drunk tweet moment. Had an emotional, I mean, I was just. It was stupid. I had a drunk tweet moment, and when I woke up and saw it, I had to immediately apologize to all my Twitter followers, and I tried to call Caitlin and apologize, and I texted her, and, you know, I didn't receive a text back, so I just never called her back. So ever since then, we just haven't talked.
Well, you know what, people? We don't even realize going on Big Brother that our lives are in the spotlight, and every damn freaking Instagram and freaking Twitter and Facebook that we write is going to be slapped in our face. And boy, I've been slapped a few times, so get used to being slapped.
Oh my God. I'm back on it now, and all I can do is laugh. I was just being an emotional drunk, and I feel stupid for it. But, you know, it happens to everybody, and it was in
the
past.
And it also is like you must have felt something, because they always say the truth comes out, and maybe it set you free, and you don't realize it now. But maybe it's like, you and Caitlin met at that time, and you guys just had to move on. And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, nobody's wrong, because you guys were put in a spotlight. You guys were put in an unrealistic
a lot of pressure
proposition.
Too.
Yeah, I mean, and then when you come out, you got everybody asking you this, that, and the other. It's not like you guys can really run from anything. So sometimes it's like sugarcoating, you know.
Yeah,
and
you know, I
people don't understand that you're living your life, you know?
Yeah, I don't regret any of it. I had a great time with her. She's a great girl, and she's going to make someone very happy, and I hope the best for her. And, you know, I'm not mad at anybody. Like I said, I'm 23, I'm young, I'm single, I'm ready to mingle, and I'm just enjoying every second, every
don't
breath.
Don't steal my lines.
Yeah.
Don't speak my lines and stop saying that you're 23. It's like...
No, I'm 24 now. Jeez Louise, I forgot. Let's change the rhyming then. I'm 24, I'm young, and ready to score, and, you know...
There you go.
You know,
that's funny.
But, Jeremy, I think Michelle's right. I think that,
you know, you may regret tweeting all that out in public, but somewhere inside you must have had some of those feelings hiding deep inside, or they wouldn't have come out.
Don't fake the funk, you know. Don't fake the funk. What doesn't come out in the rinse comes out in the wash, baby. And really, in the long run, you have to know what you want and own it. And if nobody else understands that, that's not the life that they're living. You need to live your life.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm not trying to act like I didn't like her ever or anything like that. I mean, I had true feelings for her, but, you know, I also wasn't feeling the love returned. So, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, again, I'm 24.
No, I mean, I think people got to understand that, like I said, in that house, a week is like a year. So you're in the atmosphere, and you're, like, seeing this person all the time, and it's like a relationship that goes into, like, times 10. So we understand that, and it's the fact that you're accepting it and that you guys are moving on, and, you know, maybe you're not able to talk about it, but I think that sometimes that things in life happen. It's like a life experience. It comes and it goes. Sometimes it doesn't have to have, like a lingerment. It just gets cut off and moves on, and then sometimes there is that long-lasting, but it doesn't have
to
happen
like that.
Not everybody
can be J. Joe and Brenchel.
Yeah, you know, like, you need to know when to, like, cut it and move on, or understand and move on. But as long as you guys have, like, that understanding, and like I said, this environment, being on Big Brother, you guys are the craziest fans ever. I'll be honest. You guys are nuts. Everybody listen out there. I've been doing this show for over 5 years, and I love you guys, but you guys are crazy. You guys get involved in all our crap. So... Yeah. Just, like, understand what we're going through. Accept it. If you don't, we'll block your ass. If you get past that shit,
I'm blocking you, buddy.
Don't block me. Jeremy, don't block me.
I do not block anybody. I love to hate. You know what? If they're not hating, you're not doing something right. You know,
if they're talking about you, that's what's up.
It keeps me relevant. You know, I love it. I really do. People get mad at me because I'm like, they'll send me the most vulgar, mean tweet that they could possibly think of, and I'll tweet back, like, hashtag best friend, ? And they don't like it. They don't like it, and I love it. So, you know what? So go ahead, hate along. I have enough confidence to where it doesn't faze me a bit. You know, I don't need people telling me I'm beautiful. I can just look in the mirror and say it to myself. So...
There you go. Yeah.
Jeremy's 24, ready to score, and ready for parties galore.
Oh, my God.
Oh, there's all this rhyming going on tonight. Like, what's going on here? Yeah. You know what? We always go epic over here on Manic Mondays, and we couldn't get epic without Jeremy. And so, Jeremy, I hope that, you know, everything that you've been planning on moves on and moves forward, and if you ever want to come back on and talk about your future endeavors, we would love to have you back on. And then, you know, also call me because we'll, you know, just anyway. But thank you for coming on Manic Mondays. We really appreciate it.
I appreciate you all having me. And, you know, maybe I'll just start calling in every Manic Monday and just being, you know, original. So we'll see.
We'd love it.
We're always up for that. I mean, we've had that throughout the years, where people come in and they stand their ground, and we're down
even
that,
double
so.
Dare you.
Yeah,
I dig it.
We
I
double dare
it.
You with your shirt off and your pants. Wait, did I say that aloud?
Start sending pictures. It's phenomenal.
If we were in video chat, I'd be sending you the call me later. Call me later. But thank you again, Jeremy. Do you have any last comments? Anything you want to say to the listeners, the viewers? Anything about anything?
I mean, just stay tuned. I definitely love all the support, and I appreciate everything that everybody's done for me. And, you know, just keep your fingers crossed and let us all be blessed. That's all I have to say.
Well, I know I have my fingers crossed, but it's for probably different reasons than you, honey. Okay. But,
I dig it. Oh, my gosh, I love it.
Jeremy, once again, I just want to welcome you to the Big Brother family and hope I get to meet you soon. Unfortunately, you couldn't make it for Toys for Tots, but April is coming up in Temecula, home of the avocado, and I hope you like guacamole.
I do not like guacamole, but I do love the Reality Rally. That's what you're talking about in April, right?
Absolutely. And I'll be there for my fifth year, so it's going to be exciting.
I hear a date coming up.
What do you do for initiation? I'm going to have to think about this initiation thing. It's definitely going to be shirt off. I know that.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna think about it. I have a lot of time to think. Thank you again, Jeremy, for coming on Manic Mondays. I hope we didn't sexually harass you too much.
No, you
and,
didn't.
And we didn't do it enough.
We'll try to do better next time.
Well, you did not sexually harass Jeremy enough. You are slacking. And you know what, Jeremy? I will get to that. I will handle him later.
I dig it. That's what I like to hear.
People
don't
in
let
the
down.
Chat room want you to take a pic before you shave and post it on Facebook. And Shady put in the chat room, Michelle is sitting at the table playing poker, but she ain't nothing but a joker, thinking about Jeremy forming a blush as I beat her with my straight flush.
Nice.
Okay, that sounds way too sexual of a beating me with a flush. He better hush because I'm going to make him blush. So that's all we got for now on the recipe. All right. Jeremy, let's not steal Jeremy's spotlight. Jeremy, thank you again, and I hope you come back on Manic Mondays if you ever have the time or if you want to talk about your future prosperity, which I think will be great.
Will do. I definitely will, and I appreciate it again, and I will be talking to you all soon.
All right. Call me later.
You call us anytime.
All right.
Take care, Jeremy.
Ooh,
wow, what a fun time.
Good Lord. Am I the
what
only
a
one
great
blushing?
Guess.
Good God. I always knew I thought he was a hottie. But anyway, I think there was sexual tension there. Didn't you think so, Cherry?
I think there was.
I think Jeremy was digging me through via phone and via my Boston accent. I think he was, like, really wanting me.
I think there was a little tension there.
Hey, Jeremy, if you're listening, call me. Holla. Caitlin, I love you, girl. I'm not even trying to step on toes, but, like, hello. Anyway, I was the only one that felt the sexual tension. Paul, did you feel it?
Michelle, you're welcome.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, sorry. Paul, are you going to make any statements, or are you blushing, too?
I have no sexual sensation at all.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Well, thank you, Paul. I know we're going to be closing down soon, so I want to put a couple things out there. First off, thank you for Jeremy and his shirtless ways for coming on to Manic Mondays. Cherry, get on that video chat ASAP. And thank you for our callers and everybody. We've been waiting for Jeremy to call in. Ay, caramba. Anyway, so, everybody, we watched Amazing Race last night. And finally, I have my notepad, my post-it that I posted on my head. Finally, exclamation point, and it's probably having to do with Jeremy coming on, which I didn't even know. And Amy and Jason winning.
Yes.
Finally.
Finally made it to the mat first.
Can we get a clap? Can we get an applause, Cherry?
Yes, we can.
Well,
yes, we can.
Let's do it. So, I'm so excited that they are still racing. I was upset that Leo and Jamal got saved. Because now I'm in stress mode, because now I don't know if my Amy and Jason are in the finale. But I do want to throw it out there that if anybody is in the Boston area still, if they're still in New Hampshire or just out and about and you're listening archive, over the Rhode Island area, Amy and Jason are going to be throwing a finale party in Providence on Sunday the 9th. So I told her, I'm not sure if I'm going to make it because I'll be coming back from New Hampshire, but I can get you guys details. If you need details, I will let you know. But yay, Amy and Jason are in the finale, and let's first talk about Trying Paul, I ate crickets. Gonna eat. They ate
Mary,
a cobra.
Mary, I think Mary one upped you because she ate fish eyeballs. So I don't know.
I ate fish eyeballs my whole life. I ate fish eyeballs maybe like 3 days ago.
What?
Swear to God, hope his eyes stick. Yeah.
Is that a
I actually eat fish eyeballs. Depending on what type of fish it is, I will eat their eyeballs first because my mother always told me that their eyeballs will strengthen your eyes because a fish's eyes is so capable of seeing through deep waters that it's unstoppable. And so I eat fish eyes. Were they uncooked? I ate pig ears before, but not raw, hairy pig ears. So.
You mean the kind I give to my dog?
No, like they're actually like cut off the pork, like the pig, and they're raw. Like I ate like when you just cut it off the pig, like with the hair and stuff on it, like uncooked. Yeah. And I ate 10 crickets, and they were dead because they were sitting in 100-degree temperature. So that's when I ate one and realized that I need to eat them all at once. And that's when I ate them all at once, and that's when I was puking, and I had cricket legs in my teeth for 2 days.
Ew.
Yeah. And they were, I felt like in my throat, like, there was crickets running up and down. Yeah. So we saw that.
Are you now desiring to try King Cobra?
No. I mean, like I would do it for the money, and actually, watching Marie eating it was reminding me of April. And if you guys remember that, April actually had to eat the raw pig ear after me, and she doesn't eat meat. And that was the first time she ate meat in like 11 years. So watching that made me think of my April and how I was like, we got to do it for our family. We have to do it. And she just did it, and she was eating it, and she was just like, I can't believe I'm doing it. So it was, like, really kind of like a nostalgic moment. Another
really
moment would be Jeremy talking about his shirt being off. Okay, and then let's get
and
back
his veto.
To, good God. Oh, my God. Am I the only one that feels like he was kind of sexual on our show? And I like it. I don't know. There was, some sexual tension going on with me and
flirtation.
Yeah. I think he was coming on to me. I'll be honest with you. I felt like a puma being pounced on. What do you think,
Paul? A really positive thing there is you told him that you were too old for him, and he basically said, no, you're not. So there you go, Michelle.
Well, I mean, and then that's just like on the phone. I mean, if he had the visual, I mean, it would be all done, Paul. I mean, good God. You know, brace yourself. But anyway, Snapchat later? I'll be doing the Snapchat. Yeah. I think I said Snapchat. Like, I don't even know what I'm doing. But anyway, I'll be doing it later with Jeremy. He doesn't know it yet. But I'll be stalking his Snapchat. Okay.
You keep that though, Michelle. I keep working.
Hey, I'm single, ready to mingle, pop a pringle, make a tingle. He didn't even realize that I actually made that up. I think he thought I was kidding. What a youngin'. Big Brother 10 so long ago. Hey, I made up Big single, ready to mingle, pop a pringle, make a tingle. And I think he thought I was kidding. You guys think so? I think so.
I think he liked it.
I think he thought it was hot, but I also think he might have thought I was nuts. And then when he comes to find out that actually is one of the most popular phrases of 2010. He's going to eat one and take his shirt off and dance. And toes and socks and not toes. We want to keep his toes on because it says veto and then X and 15 and whew. Okay. Anyway. So we have not reached the finale yet for Amazing Race. Amy did come in first, Maria and Tina, and then Nicole and Travis, and then we have Leo and Jamal who have to do the detour. So hopefully I will see Amy and Jason running in to first place. Cherry, make your pick right now.
If I was a betting man, I would say if I was to pick one team that I thought for sure out of the final four, one team that I thought for sure would be in the final three, Jason and Amy would be my number one choice.
I love that.
Thank
They're
you, Cherry.
So cute. Yeah, thanks, Cherry Paul. Now, Miss Paul Cherry, what do you think?
I'm certainly rooting for Amy and Jason. I've been rooting for them for weeks and was really glad to see them hit the mat first last night. And I hope that just because we didn't see them in the clip of the putting together of the big Lego things that they showed at the preview.
Yeah, whatever
of,
that was, which was,
yeah.
It looked like craziness. It looked like the inside of like a 30,000 condominium apartment piping togetherness, didn't it? It was crazy.
But we didn't see them show Jason and Amy at all in that clip,
which
kind
is
of
good,
concerned us.
Because
but
if they show them a lot, that means they get evicted, right?
Mary said that they were so far ahead that she thinks that maybe they were already gone by the time they shot that. So I'm hoping that she's correct in that assumption. And they had already completed that task and were gone by the time they shot that clip.
Well, we all know that that's probably what happened. I have a feeling that they're going to be first next week.
Well, one team will be evicted in the first hour to bring it down to the final three, and then the final three will race for the $1 million in the second hour.
Yeah. And let's go, Team Amy and Jason. I hope you guys are all with me. If not, I wish luck to whoever you guys are rooting for. And may the best amazing raising team win. And we all know that the next Amazing Race caster has already been picked. So we will see what the confirmation is for sure will happen. But before that happens, we need to see who wins. And then also, hello, Survivor, and Hayden is still in it. My girl, Laura Moret's daughter, still in it. Laura is still in Redemption Island. I miss Kat, and we will see. I actually have been getting a lot of tweets from Monica Culpepper because I've actually been talking a lot about her. I think she is like a hardcore bitch, and she is just killing it. She is so hardcore, and she actually responds back to every message that I actually talk about her. And all I say is, Monica is so kick-ass, and she responds back and favorites every tweet that I send. So I'm actually thinking that definitely Monica will definitely be on Manic Mondays when the gag order is off.
Awesome. I adore her. And I loved
so
it when
cute.
She said, I want to show my kids that there's more than one badass that lives in our house.
Yeah.
I was like, you go, girl.
Yeah, she's like, she's so hardcore, but I'm so nervous, as everybody has seen, is that they're picking pebbles to see who leaves. And I mean, oh my God, how can you get to this point in the game where you tie twice or three times? I'm not quite sure what it is. I think it's twice. That they have to go and pick bees, and the person gets evicted who gets the white bees. I mean, I'm just crazy about this because they should not have let that happen. So
I know.
So let's see what happens. We also don't know really why it happened. We're going to find out why they're so divided, because at this point, this should be alliances set up enough where the numbers work, where this should not happen. So
come down
I'm
to let it go to luck. I mean, just
are you guys
crazy.
So excited to see it? I'm so excited.
Absolutely.
To see how it all pans out. All right.
It's
going
to be crazy.
We also are excited to see that. We got also Biggest Loser going on tomorrow. And if you guys have been watching it, oh, my God. Cherry, I don't know if you've been watching it, but or Paul, what are your thoughts about this kind of, like, adrenaline, that what we really don't know what it is, but this pill that was given by Jillian to her teammates that caused them to renege on a weigh-in and bring back, as we saw, Ruben Studdard, who also left. So what do we think about that?
Well, I read an article not long ago on that whole thing, and that was basically sort of apparently a setup by producers to get Ruben back on.
I thought so too, like, to be honest, when it was Ruben, I was like,
Yeah, I can go back and see if I can find it. But basically, it was confirmed by her on Twitter. A fan actually tweeted to her that it seemed that producers were using that to get Ruben back on the show, and she confirmed it with three words. And basically said, you know, you've got that right, and or you're spot on, I think was her words. And so she kind of confirmed it, that they had it correct, that they did use that to bring him back onto the show. And she had actually, I had seen another interview with her where she said that she had used those same, basically what it was caffeine pills, and she had used them for the last few years at the show. And it hadn't been an issue. But all of a sudden, they decided to make a big issue about it. So,
well, I mean, it was just weird, like, how you don't, like, why would she do that out of the blue, out of nowhere? She obviously has been doing that, and I thought it was the same thing. Like, I thought, okay, it brings back Ruben. Duh. I mean, duh. I think that they thought that he, being the one that weighed the most, would do the most, but for some reason, he's not mentally all there. So they copped out using this outer, like, aspect of trying to get him back in, where obviously, do you really think that Jillian would just go out of the blue and use this now? Do you think, even Paul, that she's been using this kind of
pills?
I suspected that they were using that as an excuse to bring him back, and the article that Jerry had read kind of confirmed it. Then the next episode really confirmed it for me because, as you recall, Dolvet went with Ruben to his producer's home, and it was a really nice piece to hear him singing and a new song and Dolvet singing. I bet you that piece was probably already recorded, and they thought, how are we going to get this in if he's off the show, and let's get him back in so we can air that little segment. You saw that segment, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, I did. I mean, it made you, like, connect with him, and he's a connectable person. I mean, I was a American Idol follower, so I remember Ruben. I don't know, Paul or Cherry, if you guys watched it back then, probably about 6 or 7 years ago. I've been a Ruben follower, and for me, when he got kicked off, the first thing I said was, oh, snappies. They screwed up big time. And then when that happened, the first thing I thought was, wow, glad they did that, but I'm not too stupid. Maybe other people are, because that was a long time ago that he was on American Idol. Different type of crowd. Maybe some people didn't relate, but at the same time, there was the people that relate. And I also thought that the way that they're doing Biggest Loser this year, does anybody else find it weird that they have been doing it all the time, lowest percentage of weight on the losing team, no matter what? They haven't been doing a vote. Do you think that they're doing that set up to make it go their way? Am I the only one that thinks this? Like, hello, have they ever done this ever? It's always been a vote of the team.
Right.
I was trying to remember that too, but I...
No, they've never done it before. This is the first time that they've done elimination. They've done elimination in the beginning of the show.
Right.
When there's many people, but not this far into it. They've done it every week for, like, the past whatever. They've never continued it this long.
Well,
here's the short article that I found. It says, Ruben Studdard left the Biggest Loser last week after losing just 5 pounds and being eliminated automatically. But he returned to the competition this week. Instead, Jillian Michaels said that was a setup by the producers to bring Ruben back. At the end of last night's episode, Allison Sweeney said, and by said, I mean dragged out with pauses in which the show could have fit in an entire commercial for some awful product. Jillian broke the rules and gave caffeine supplements to each member of her team without the doctor's permission. Because of this rule violation, Jillian has been penalized with a 1-pound penalty for each person on her team. For fairness reasons, the last weigh-in is invalid, so tonight the blue team will have the immunity they won the previous week, and the eliminated player will return to the ranch tonight, Allison said. Jillian looked, shall we say, annoyed, and the only thing she said that made it into the episode was, I stand by my opinion. A caffeine supplement is significantly healthier than unlimited amounts of coffee. My only regret is that my team, they're the ones suffering for the consequences of my professional opinion. But on Twitter, Jillian confirmed with 3 words that this was basically a setup by producers who just used the caffeine pills as a convenient excuse to create drama and bring back Ruben. A guy named Kerry Gardner tweeted to Jillian, Biggest Loser, Jillian Michaels, she was used by the show for a reason to bring back a famous contestant. And Jillian Michaels tweeted back to Kerry Gardner, you are spot on. And
wow.
So by tweeting that, you know, sort of confirmation that he was correct, it was a setup. It was a reason to bring back a famous contestant.
But, I mean, we all saw that, though. I mean, it's not that it needed to be confirmed, but I think that bringing Jillian back after her not being there and then trying to call her out saying that she gave these people the pills, I mean, she obviously has been doing that. And if we all think that she hasn't, come on. She's not just going to all of a sudden, after everything that she's been through, going and leaving and coming back, going to just go and bring these pills out of nowhere. She's done this before.
Right.
So, as she stated, that this is something that's reoccurring, it's just that it's being brought attention. And that's really what it is. And after this is the Biggest Loser coming back from being taken out of, correct, the show listings. This is them coming back.
Yeah, they have been canceled, right.
This is their comeback. So you really think that they're going to go down? And Jillian, she hasn't really been back. I mean, this is her full time back after everything. So they're not letting this go to shame, and they better not, because I love this show, and I don't care what they have to do, because it does help people, though there's some people that fall through the wayside. There's also people that get helped. So I really hope that it stays within the streams of people's visions of watching TV. So
right.
I don't know about you guys, but I have some favorites. I was really upset who left last week. I loved her. I can't remember her name. She was the weightlifter. And Bob, oh, my God, how upset he was. But I think that this season there is some amazing people, and I have many friends that are Biggest Loser. Speaking about that, Patrick House, who was a winner of Biggest Loser, he actually was supposed to be going to the Toys for Tots event, and last minute actually got a brand new job, which we have to give congrats to that, because in this day and age, that's a blessing. And unfortunately, he's not going to be able to make it to Toys for Tots.
Aww.
And he's very disappointed, and he sends out his thoughts and says that he's very upset that he can't come. And he has to make the decision for his family to take upon this adventure that was not presented to him prior to the fact, but post to the fact, and that he will hope to come to the next one. And he is going to try to send some toys and stuff. So that's some sad news that we have tonight.
Well, that's a shame. I was looking forward to meeting him. But I certainly understand
so awesome.
I have to understand his decision. You know, a new job is something that you have to respect him taking, and he has to do that for his family. So certainly understand why he's not going to be there. I just said that I won't be able to meet him.
Yeah, he was actually trying to actually fly in Saturday night to come in for one day. And I said, you know, you can't do that. You know, he was going to spend like $2,000 to fly for one day, and I said, you just can't do that. Spend it with your family. And he said, you know, that's great, because I'm not able to spend time with him on Thanksgiving.
Aww.
Because he does motivational speaking everywhere, and so he wasn't, you know, able to spend it with his family, so I said to him, you know, everything happens for a reason, and that's just the way things go. And so, speaking on that note, can we get Jeremy back here to take off a shirt video chat? Anyway, so, we had such a fantastic night. I don't know why you guys have me on Jeremy with the shirt off, but I actually am cursing you all. Because I had this vision in my head of, you know, his tattoos.
Well,
his
you
tattoos.
Should be thanking
him. He has some awesome tattoos. He had like the Indian wing tattoo.
Yes.
I don't remember that, yeah. All right. Anyway.
I had to ask him about the tattoos.
Yeah, I blame you, Chari.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm going to play the Toys for Tots house clip, and then
ooh.
We're running out of time here very shortly, so I'm going to play this clip, and then we'll start saying our goodnights.
What we're going to do right now is we're going to take a break. We're going to hear from our friendly rodents. Here we go.
The state motto is live free or die. The total badass is there. Relax, squirrel. It's for the Big Brother Fan Club's annual Toys for Tots charity event. I'm sorry, HR, but you don't exactly strike me as the charitable type. Anyway, you'll like it, New Hampshire squirrel. There's plenty of nuts there.
Ooh, I wonder what nuts from New Hampshire taste like.
Jordan, I think he was referring to Big Brother fans. Maybe I should just leave you two at home.
No, HR, I wouldn't miss the opportunity to see you making a spectacle of yourself.
Fine. Join us, the Big Brother House Rodents, for the Big Brother Fan Club's annual Toys for Tots charity event in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. You'll be helping out a great cause while meeting some of your favorite house guests.
And you'll also get to see a grown rat drooling on himself.
You know, squirrel, you look better with a chalk outline.
I love our house rodent.
I do, and I hope that you guys, if you can't make it, are able to hear about it or come back to our show the following Monday to hear all about it. I will be there. This chair will be there. Paul will be there in spirit. We will have tons of house guests there. Myself, Cowboy, Eric Stein, Adam, Jen City. We will have Portia, I think. We will also have Luis Stravato, who I also want to send a shout out to him. And his family and his time of need. His 3-year-old dog died. And
I
feel so bad for him.
Little Bella. Gosh, she was so precious.
And, you know.
And we'll have Judd.
I'm sorry. I wanted to talk a little bit about Louie, but we have Jesse. We have Judd. We have Miss Caitlin. We have Jim. From Expedition Impossible. We have Jean from Glass House. Unfortunately, we do not have Patrick. If I've missed anybody, Cherry? Did I miss anybody?
I think that's about it.
We have Joe and Miss Panther, and we will have Miss Michelle Norton, and we will have Tammy, and we will have everybody.
Oh, Chef
Mr.
Joe.
Claus, Mr. Claus, Cowboy, Chef Joe, Farrah.
Kara Monaco.
Yes, Kara Monaco.
Oh my God. I'm so excited. Kara Monaco. Oh my God.
Jessie Love.
Jessie Baby Love is going to be there. I cannot wait. We have so many people coming in to do a couple days here and there that have sent me messages. So. The next
Laura
time
McDonald's
going to
be there.
Laura, yeah.
We're going to try to do a live show on Thursday night, myself and Cowboy, and hopefully Michelle will join us too. And we're going to try to bring in many of the people who are there to talk to us live on Thursday. Hopefully that'll work. We're going to be at a bowling alley. We don't know if we're going to be able to find a quiet spot or not. So we're going to see how that works out. And I want to remind everybody that's going to be listening to this show that there will be free Tiny Chat live video from many of the events from the Toys for Tots New Hampshire event. So watch for postings
online. So we'll
online.
Be updating them about that, right?
Yes.
Like as
we'll
we're
be
going.
Posting online where to go to find the live feed from New Hampshire. You'll be able to watch online for free. There's no cost. You'll be able to watch everyone up there in New Hampshire for free. There's no charge. Check out the events, see how much fun we're having. And next year, you'll be there too because you'll see how much fun we're having. So,
yeah, and also I'm sure there's going to be a page that you can actually donate money towards getting gifts for the kids. and it's going to be such a great event, and I can't wait till we talk about it next Monday, because next Monday we'll talk about how everything went, and I cannot wait. So
on Thursday, there's
we're
gonna
be
bowling
closing out the
with
show.
Reality
yeah,
Stars.
We're gonna be, yeah,
and then
we're going to be closing out the show, Cherry. So do you have any last words you want to tell everybody?
I'm good. I just want to say thank you to everybody who joined us tonight. Thank you to Jeremy. Thank you to you, Michelle, for always bringing Manic Mondays to us. Thank you to Paul. Thank you to all our callers tonight. Thank you to people who joined us in the chat room. Face Ones, Shady, Chi-Town Joe, all of our guests who are in the chat room tonight. And just all of our podcast listeners who listen at a later time because they weren't able to join us live. Thank you all for being here with us on Manic Mondays with Michelle Costa. She's the bomb.
Oh,
so that's what I have to say.
The bomb just exploded, Cherry. Watch out, girl.
So we're going to close
the
show.
Oh, boy. And you guys were all thinking it, and I was saying it. Bye. Bye. Love you. Mwah.
Bye, Michelle. Take care, sweetie. I'm going to close the
Bye,
show
buddy.
With Lan, as I always do. Here's Ron to close the show. Say goodnight for us. Take us out.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Ow.
God bless.
I want to finish off the show with a little music and say to all of my listeners, thank you guys, and thank you all for coming in.
God bless you, and thank you for listening to the show. And it was a great one.
Good night, Paul.
Good night, guys. Good night, Cherry.
Everyone, take care. Have a great week. We'll talk to you on Thursday. God bless.